Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click Promote and publicize your congregation to the world.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Right here at the bottom of the hour, we always pick our Issues Etc. blog of the week every Friday. If you'd like us to read your blog and consider it for the blog of the week, just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote, and you will find the Issues Etc. widget and how to put it on your blog. When it's on your blog, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog. We'll consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. What's your pick, Jeff?
Vocation in the Valley, Life Under the Cross is the title of the blog. The blog posts some great insights from a layperson who attended the California-Nevada-Hawaii Convention of the Lutheran Church-Missouri Synod. He said, "By the end of the convention, I came to realize that being in a confessional Lutheran congregation has likely put me in the minority within this district. I have no doubt that the vast majority of pastors would say they still subscribe to all the documents they vowed to honor, but it appears there have been enough minor concessions for love or mission or context such that the exceptions now appear to be the rule. I was prepared for the various open communion practices and contemporary worship. I was not prepared for the circuit that has joint ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, Episcopalian circuit meetings. I was not prepared for the pastor who almost left ministry until he felt the energy flowing from his head out through his arm while he was laying hands and healing someone in India. Yes, this is your Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, folks. California is typically a harbinger. Thank you very much. Is that like parturition? I learned about that. Concordia Sisters of Perpetual Parturition, that blog last week that I picked.
Yeah.
Parturition means the process of giving birth.
Oh, okay.
So I learned
perpetual.
What does harbinger mean?
Harbinger is like a herald, like a warning.
How do you say it again?
Harbinger.
Harbinger. California is typically a harbinger of what is to come in the culture. My hope and prayer is that it isn't the harbinger of things to come for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. My pick for blog of the week, Vocation in the Valley.
Oh, but it is the harbinger of things to come in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. That's what makes it so sad, but you got to giggle. I read the same one too. Almost picked that one, by the way. My pick this week is purely trivial. It comes from as trivial as what goes on in some districts of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. In fact, it might be less trivial. It might be more beneficial for you to simply, instead of going to your district convention, just go to Charles Lehman's blog, Drowning Myself Whenever I Can. He's got a YouTube video posted there called Whack a Kitty, and I guarantee you, it's not as bad as it sounds. In fact, it's adorable, and if anybody knows my great love for both kittens and babies, you will appreciate the YouTube video Whack a Kitty that's there at his blog, Drowning Myself Whenever I Can. That's my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Oh, by the way, what was I supposed to do? I was supposed to do something. I'm looking at the kitty. Hold on a second. Oh, the Issues Etc. 300, something that's not trivial. In fact, we consider it quite important. We take it very seriously here at Issues Etc. 300 congregations that support Issues Etc. with $1,000 in their annual mission or advertising budget. Now, you can find out all about the Issues Etc. 300 by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click Promote. You'll find a flyer there that you can print off that tells your congregation everything they need to know about the Issues Etc. 300. It really is serious business, the Issues Etc. 300, a growing group of congregations supporting Issues Etc. Thanks in advance for your support.